here's a story from The World.
The body of a man from Tanzania arrived in his home city of Dar es Salaam today. Nemes Tarimo died last October while fighting for Russia in Ukraine. He was recruited by the Wagner Group, a private military organization that operates in many parts of the world, including in several countries in Africa. The Royal Shirin Jafari reports.
The last time Rema spoke to her cousin was in March 2020.
We talked more about his studies. Nemes went there in Russia just for studies.
Nemes Tarimo was in his early 30s. He traveled to Moscow from his home in Tanzania to study at the Russian Technological University. His cousin says he had big ambitions. But in 2021, things took a different turn. Tarimo was arrested on drug-related charges.
Unfortunately, he didn't tell me anything about the situation.
Rema says she doesn't know what happened to Tarimo after that, but court documents and media reports show he was sent to prison. While there, he was recruited by the Wagner Group to fight in Ukraine, likely in return for amnesty. The Tanzanian government confirmed this week that Tarimo died while fighting in Ukraine.
We lost somebody, a very, very important person in our family, because Nemes was very, very kind and a loving person.
Tarimo is not the only person from an African country that Wagner has recruited to fight in Ukraine. This week, the death of another man, this one from Zambia, made headlines. 23-year-old Lemaki Niranda was studying nuclear engineering in Moscow when he, too, was arrested for drug possession. While serving his 9.5-year sentence, Wagner recruited him to fight in Ukraine. And Niranda's funeral was held in Zambia this week. Tarimo and Niranda were both recruited from inside Russian prisons. But there are reports that Wagner is also recruiting fighters from countries in Africa. Katrina Doxy is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
Not only is Wagner recruiting individuals who want to sign up to earn money by working for Wagner in African states, but actually that they're also freeing prisoners, including rebels from the same groups that they're actually helping to fight countries like the Central African Republic to counter the rebels.
Wagner has operated in Africa for years, in Sudan, Libya, Mozambique, and most recently in the Sahel region. Russia is seen as a friendly foreign power by some Africans, says Paul Stronsky with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
There's a lot of anti-Western, anti-colonial legacies still there. Russia presents itself on the African continent as a non-colonial power.
Stronsky says Russia has been playing on the anti-Europe, anti-U.S. sentiments.
We've seen conflicts for years in Africa, and the United States and Europe have not responded with the same urgency as they seem to be responding in Ukraine. Europe welcomed all these Ukrainians in 2022. But if you just look back, I think, was it 6 years ago, 2016, 2015, they weren't so welcoming when people were not from Europe.
Previously, Wagner recruits received some training before they were sent to the battlefields in Ukraine. But today, it's not clear if they get any training, given Russia's demand for fighters, says Katrina Doxy.
The conditions in Ukraine for these recruits are horrible. We've long known that one of the appeals for Moscow in using private military companies rather than Russian soldiers is to have a force multiplier that can, in some cases, be used more as cannon fodder.
Sometimes they're forced to stay on the front lines longer than the initial agreement. Doxy says there should be a public information campaign aimed at Africans and their governments detailing the realities of signing up with the Wagner Group. That way people would understand better the risks involved. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari.